The best part about working from home? You can listen to Ken, Colleen, and Kurt as loud as you want. Turn it up. It's your break room on Star 102.5.
And it's time for What's Colleen Handlering?
All right, here's what we're playing for.
A pair of tickets to see Chelsea Handler when she comes to Des Moines Civic Center for her Vaccinated and Horny Tour April 15th. Tickets on sale Friday at 10 at dmpa.org.
Okay, so if you missed this yesterday, we have a box here in studio that, it has a hole in the box, and then there's a curtain.
Yeah, okay,
that's covering that hole so Colleen cannot see in it. Kurt and I have placed an item inside that box. Colleen will, in a moment, reach in, grab a hold of what's in there, and start describing it.
Mm-hmm.
If you're the first person to correctly guess what it is inside that box, what Colleen is handlering, you're going to win those tickets to see Chelsea Handler at the Civic Center. Now, hang on just a second, because before you go in and reach for the first time, we're going to get our first caller, first contestant with the chance to win on the phone, and we have Alicia in Ames. Hi, Alicia. Good morning.
Good morning.
All right, Alicia, good luck. All right, Colleen, hands inside the box.
My hand is going into the box.
And listen to the description, and remember, you get one guess, Alicia.
Oh, there it is. I had to find it. It kind of... Mm-hmm. Moved around a little bit. Okay, so it's got a point on one end. It's got a point on one end, and then it's kind of long on the other.
Okay.
Hard.
Okay.
That's what I've got for you.
Okay. All right. What do you think, Alicia? You got a guess?
Is it a pen?
It is not. Alicia. Thank you for playing, though.
Okay.
Try and get through again.
All right,
hang on. Let me get Craig and Newton on. Hey, Craig, good morning.
Good morning.
All right, you've heard the clue so far. All right, Colleen's going to continue on. She has another clue, I think.
She had a realization there.
Okay,
so.
The point is more like a beak. It's like a beak on one end, and then it's a tube. And also, I just opened it.
Okay.
I think I know what this is. Right, so it opens.
It opens.
It opens.
Almost as if I wonder if it takes a battery or something.
Okay. All right.
Mm.
What do you think, Craig? Any guess?
Thermometer.
A thermometer. Is it a thermometer? It is not a thermometer.
Okay.
Sorry about that, Craig. Hang on. Thank you for playing. All right. Now,
as I continue to fondle what's in the box.
Yes.
Okay. We have Brianna now in Norwalk. Hey, Brianna.
Hey, good morning.
All right. Okay. Colleen, what do you got now?
All right. So there might be what appears to be like a... I'm not going to go as far as to say a razor because I'd be cutting myself on the beak part. Mm. But I think it's something like that.
Mm.
And again, I think it might be battery operated.
Mm-hmm.
I would say all your clues are right on the money.
Yeah, you're doing a great job.
You are. You're
very,
very descriptive.
Mm-hmm.
I am too.
Don't like the word fondling.
I don't think I might know what it is, and I don't think I'm going to like the fact that my hand was all over what I think is.
Uh-huh.
I think you're right.
A little.
Brianna,
sharp.
What do you think?
It might get worse, too.
Any guess?
Oh, man. I've got my kids in the car with me.
Well, believe me, it's nothing that you can't say in front of them. I'll tell you that right now, okay?
Or she might be going to them for help.
Okay.
I'm going to them for help.
Okay, that's fine. I was worried you were thinking something else.
Right.
No, that's... Okay. So, any help from the kids? Any guess, Brianna?
We are thinking it is some kind of a battery-powered... head dispenser.
Battery powered.
Probably a bird on the end of the
battery out.
Okay, beak. It's
not really a beak. That's the one clue that's probably not very good. Yeah,
off.
No, it's not a Pez. I'm sorry.
It has a tip on it where I think it's something sharper.
I do like a battery powered Pez dispenser where it just pops it in your mouth.
At Nankiny. All right, Matt. So go ahead, Colleen. Go through some of those clues again and Good luck, well, Matt. Here we go.
Yes, Matt, I had said I think it's probably battery operated. It has like a point to it that appears, I mean, maybe like a blade.
Okay.
Okay.
Mm-hmm. Okay. All right, Matt, any guess from you?
I think Colleen should wash her hands because that's probably a nose hair trimmer.
Colleen, we wouldn't do that to you.
Please tell me my hands have not been all over something that Kurt sticks up his nose.
I will promise you it is not something Kurt sticks up his nose.
Mm-hmm.
Matt's right, though.
Yes.
It's something I stick up my nose.
Yes! Yes! Nose trimmer. Oh, my God.
Does it make you feel any better to know that I usually mostly just use it on the mustache?
Mostly.
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 Tell me we have more bleach wipes.
I don't use mine for that.
Well, what do you,
where are you
do?
Putting it?
Every bit of my body.
Oh, gosh. Thank goodness Ken brought his in.
Nose is always first.
Well, you don't want to get a staff infection.
All right. Well, here's what you win, Matt.
A pair of tickets to Chelsea Handler once she comes to Des Moines Civic Center for a vaccinated horny tour April 15th. Tickets on sale this Friday at 10 at dmba.org.
All right.
Oh, man. What is next?
So then it's going to smell like you now next time I use it on my nose.
This is a good one. Why am I touching it here? It's yours.
Oh, it's nice. It's back.
Where it belongs.
That's one of the most unpleasant images I've ever seen.
Oh, come on. What's one more subscription?
Okay.
Subscribe to the Ken, Colleen, and Kurt podcast wherever you listen to podcasts. Bonus. It's totally free.